So, you have a new John Wick movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. But I have to say, we got a lot of compliments on how the first movie was like a tight 90 minutes, so I'm a little concerned about your request to...
Double it!
Right, exactly. I was just thinking...
Double it!
Okay, yeah, okay. So we're doing a 3-hour John Wick movie.
Oh, 3-hour movies are tight.
All movies have to be 3 hours now. Did you know that?
I did notice that. Yeah, seems a little excessive sometimes.
No exceptions.
Okay.
So tell me about this movie that takes up 1/8 of a day. It must have been hard for John Wick to survive being shot multiple times and falling off a building.
Actually, it was super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, see,
he did this thing where he was John Wick.
That'll do it.
So anyway, in this movie, there's a new bad guy at the high table, and his name is the Marquis, right? And he was only given the seat because he promised he could kill John Wick.
So he's chosen death.
Yeah, but this guy's been given all the resources of the high table, so he kills Winston's concierge, and he destroys the New York Continental.
Oh, no, that's where the killers like to sleep.
And so John Wick's gonna go to the Continental in Osaka, Japan, because he's friends with the guy who runs it, but the Marquis's gonna send some bags of meat over.
What?
Sorry, some assassins that John Wick is gonna kill.
Gotcha.
So there's gonna be some really cool fight stuff. There's gonna be, like, this dark room that just has boxes of light and artwork and whatnot.
Well,
for places you're not allowed to do murders in, these places sure do have a lot of cool places to do murders in.
They sure do, sir.
And the Marquis is also gonna hire an old friend of John's, this guy named Kane.
And what's his deal?
He's got a cane.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and even though this guy is blind, he's still like a crazy skilled fighter. I was thinking we could get Donnie Yen to play him.
Donnie Yen is a blind guy who's good at fighting. That sounds familiar.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
And so Kane and John are gonna basically say each other's names to each other for the duration of the movie, so that's gonna be pretty cool.
But just saying someone's name isn't cool.
Producer guy,
screenwriter guy. Oh, that was cool!
Right? It's the coolest.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, we're also gonna introduce this new guy, and he goes by Tracker.
And what's his deal?
He's a good tracker. He tracks John Wick the whole time.
Oh, they are fantastic at naming in the John Wick universe.
And a really cool thing about this guy is that he's got a really well-trained attack dog, so that's gonna be pretty new and exciting.
Didn't we already do that with Halle Berry's character?
Yeah, but I mean, this is gonna be more exciting, because she had 2 dogs, and he's got 1.
That's less dogs. How is that more exciting?
I don't know. That's the first time I said that out loud.
That's less dogs.
Well, it is, yeah, mathematically.
Okay, well, I mean, as long as there's some canine presence.
There will be, and this doggy's good at playing peekaboo.
What? So anyway, John Wick's gonna go from country to country killing people because there's a massive bounty on his head.
How does he get around from country to country so easily?
Oh, he's a valued customer of off-screen airlines.
That'll do it.
And so after a whole lot of deceased people, Winston's gonna tell John about a way he could end this whole thing.
Oh boy, is he finally gonna take down the high table like we've been building towards?
Ah, no.
Ah. Yeah, no, he just puts together a plan to kill this Marquis guy and save his own skin.
And how does he plan on doing that?
Well, it turns out there's this old high table tradition where you can challenge somebody to a duel.
Okay.
But only on behalf of a crime family, so John's gotta join his old crime family, but to do that, he's gotta go kill a guy.
I feel like you're just constantly making up old high table traditions to justify extended fight scenes.
Oh, sir, I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's what these movies are.
It's just maybe the setup's gonna get a little repetitive.
But it's gonna look cool.
I know.
There exists an old tradition in Hollywood that if a scene looks cool, you must allow the writer to get there by any means necessary.
You're really gonna invoke the rule of cool right now?
I am.
Screenwriter guy.
Producer guy.
Screenwriter guy.
Producer guy.
Screenwriter guy.
Producer guy.
Screenwriter guy.
Producer guy.
Screenwriter guy.
So anyway, John Wick is gonna kill a bunch of people in very cool settings, and as usual, there are a bunch of dancing civilians that don't give a crap about any of it.
Sick.
There's also gonna be this extended scene at a roundabout in Paris where John and some bad guys keep getting hit by cars.
And the cops don't show up at all?
Well, technically we established in the first movie that cops are aware of the high table.
So they just allow mass public killings. That's cool with them.
Sure, okay, and so eventually we're gonna be like, okay, now John Wick has to get to a church before sunrise for the duel, or else he'll be executed, which is a thing they haven't been able to do for 4 movies.
Uh-oh.
But not before falling down hundreds of stairs like a cartoon character for an extended period of time.
Okay.
So then he manages to make it to the duel on time with the help of Kane, but the Marquis has nominated Kane, so now John and Kane have to shoot each other.
Yikes! So what do they do?
Well, John lets himself get shot a couple times and then kills the Marquis on a technicality.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's
very cool. Then John goes to Winston, like, hey, Winston, can you take me home?
Oh!
No, not like that. As in, he's dying now, and he wants Winston to bring his body.
John Wick dies?
It seems like he does, unless we decide that we don't want that to be the case.
Wow.
Well, you know, maybe we have squeezed enough out of the story of a guy whose dog gets killed.
Maybe.
Unless...
Hi, everybody. Ryan George here. Thank you so much for watching that pitch meeting. I know you're probably supposed to be doing some kind of work right now, so it means a lot that you're not doing that. You should be doing something else, and you're not doing it right now. And I know that causes a lot of anxiety that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing right now, so I just really appreciate it. Thank you.